Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's October and it's starting to cool down just a little bit. Sometimes in the mornings, sometimes at night, it feels cooler and there are indications that it's starting to cool down. Today, I wanted to share a topic that keeps coming up in conversations I'm having, conversations with my friends, with clients, conversations at church. This topic just keeps coming up. And when that happens, I know it's something that I need to talk about, that I need to bring up on the podcast, something I want to share with all of you. But first, I wanted to tell you about this TV show that me and my nieces were watching when they were here visiting in the summer. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called Is It Cake? And it's just, it sounds, it's an entire show where you try to determine if something is cake or not. Now, I don't know if you have seen the amazing things that these bakers, I would call them artists, can do with these cakes. So they might have something like a bag, even a bowling ball. There was one that was a computer. And they have them on the stage set up in an environment that looks like it belongs there. And they do different contests or different scenarios where you're trying to guess whether it is cake or not. And we binge watched like the whole season. And sometimes we were wrong. Sometimes we couldn't tell what was cake and what wasn't. Even though it seems like that would be a really obvious thing, which reminded me of the topic that I wanted to speak about today, which is anger phobia. And a phobia is an extreme irrational fear or aversion to something. I find this come up a lot with those who tend to people please, who overgive, and who are codependent. Basically, my clients and my target audience and myself. Now, the reason I bring up the is it cake thing is because sometimes it's hard to know if that is what is happening. What my clients often present with is I am an empath. I am really sensitive to other people's emotions. And while that can all be very true, is it cake? Is it not cake? Which one is true? And those can all be true. But as I ask more questions and try to understand the situation, it usually comes down to an irrational fear of anger in relationships. Understanding this and knowing this about yourself can really change how you show up in a relationship. If you're afraid of anger, then you're gonna shut down and you're gonna avoid it, and you're not going to allow that conflict to grow you and shape you and evolve your relationship. You're gonna stop it short of that. Your judgment and your fear is going to prevent you from growing. And changing how you show up in a relationship changes the relationship. So that's why I think this topic is worth talking about on this podcast. So anger phobia, or being afraid of anger, has two parts to it. The first part to that is a judgment that we place on anger. Other people's anger, and our own anger. And then the second part of that is the fear. Because I said the anger phobia was irrational fear, right? So underneath all our judgments and labels about anger is hiding a whole bunch of fear. First, we need to understand, what is your relationship with anger? Or in other words, what do you think about anger? Is it good or is it bad? Now, anger, like almost every emotion, is on a spectrum. We have someone so angry that they're going to pull out a gun. And then we have a toddler who's really angry in the grocery store because they didn't get that piece of candy. There's lots of variations of anger. There's from I'm annoyed, I'm resentful, to I am exploding with anger. So it's this spectrum. But ask yourself what you think about anger. When you think about anger, what is your initial gut reaction? What did your parents teach you about anger? What did they model for you? What conclusion did you come to about anger? Now, these are all very individual questions that I really want you to ask yourself to really understand. And we're all going to have different answers. Really getting curious and understanding your judgment about anger is going to help us clear off that first layer to getting down to the fear. Now, it might not just come from the way you were raised or your parents. It might come from your religion. I know I've been taught a lot how bad anger is, that it is a fire that will consume you, that it's not okay, and that it should be tapped down, avoided at all costs. Now, it's important to point out that any fear mechanism is there to protect us. It's useful. It got there for a reason. So having that fear of anger can and is useful at times. Knowing when it's useful to be afraid of it and when it isn't is the key point here. Understanding when that's helpful and useful. As a child who is subject to adults and doesn't really have a way of really protecting themselves, that fear of anger might serve them very well. If you're in the presence of someone with a weapon, your fear of their anger might serve you well. But in the situation of your toddler being upset or your husband being upset or you being upset, is your fear of it, is your avoidance of it, is it healthy? That's what we really want to look at. So once we've cleared away the judgment and we can see our judgments and question them maybe and see if we want to keep them and see if they're applicable, knowing that anger is a secondary emotion, it's a layer on top of something underneath usually. Anger can be an indicator, which it is, our emotions often are indicators telling us something's wrong, something we need to pay attention to here, okay? So once we have addressed that, then we're going to look at the fears that are underneath that. There's three common fears underneath that. Number one is the fear of hurting others. We think that it hurts people and makes things worse. If we think that's absolute and that's all the time, then of course we're going to be afraid of anger. Number two, fear of retaliation. People will fight back. They will talk and criticize me and belittle me. There's another reason, another fear of why we would be afraid of anger. The third one, fear of loss or fear of connection. The anger feels like it severs, tears down, or breaks apart relationships. Arguments, disagreements create tension, differing opinions, and upset, and those all feel like a loss, and they seem really scary. Now, picking apart these fears and looking at them, seeing if those fears that are valid, that were created for protection, are they being used correctly? Are they cake? Is it a real situation that we need to be afraid of? Or is leaning into some of this discomfort and some of this anger going to be an opportunity for deeper intimacy and personal growth? That's where we get to decide back to the cake analogy, if it's cake or not, if it's useful or not. But if we're so afraid of it and so judgmental of it, then we can't even get to that next level. We can't even see past that. So that is the purpose of this podcast today, is to be aware of this anger phobia and to question it. Is it useful to me right now? Is it true right now? Is this just some discomfort? Is this just a regular human emotion that I can feel without expressing, without going ballistic, without causing damage or hurting other people? Is that really true? Are all of those true? It all comes down to our safety. Can I safely feel anger? Can I safely be a human being feeling anger? Can I allow those around me to safely feel anger? And when I say express anger, I just mean saying, I'm feeling angry right now, not expressing it in hurting others or damaging property or abusing other people. I'm not talking about that. But what if anger is just a healthy part of being a human? What if there was a safe way to deal with anger? What would that change in your relationships? And what would that change in you? All right, so I've asked you quite a few deep questions this week, and I want you to really think about it and really apply them to you, to your relationships, to yourself, to your husband, to your kids, to the person in the grocery line, whatever it is. Notice when you are avoiding anger, because I don't know, it might be that you're sensitive. It might be that you're an empath. It might be all of those things. It might be cake, or it might not. It might be this phobia that is something that is causing you problems in your life. All right, my friends, so take a look at that. Have an amazing week, and bye for now. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.